From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a tragedy in the European migrant crisis. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. An official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck.
We don't know exactly at the moment how many people are in this car, but it's a great number.
Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Stock markets rallied around the world Thursday after days of market turmoil driven by fears that China's economic growth was slowing. The U.S. economy grew faster than first thought between April and June, and faster than other developed nations. Thursday's report from the Commerce Department says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter, more than a percentage point faster than first estimated. U.S. President Barack Obama traveled to New Orleans Thursday to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. The city is approaching the anniversary of the storm that took 1,800 lives. The president spoke about the city's recovery and its potential for growth.
You are an example of what is possible when, in the face of tragedy and in the face of hardship, good people come together to lend a hand.
President Obama. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan civil war. This is VOA News.